Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude this study of Psalm 10, covering verses 7 through 18. This is part 2 of 2.
You take somebody who's not even saved, but it used to be people were, it was a deterrent of wickedness because people, even though they weren't saved and didn't want to be saved, and yet they knew there is a God. They knew that they were in rebellion against God. They knew that they should be saved, but they were choosing sin. But still, they had that awareness. Folks, I don't think I have to tell most of you, that's not the mindset of most people today. The mindset of America over the last few decades has changed, and people do not live with the awareness of God. And again, all of us fail. All of us have our moments. But when your lifestyle, when you just live that way all the time, you know, there's times where I think, oh, you know, that's really not the way it should, I should, you know, this needs to change. I need to readjust. That's how it ought to be. We ought to always be thinking in terms of, wait a minute, should I have done that? Should I have said that? Should I be thinking that way? What happens when you have a population that will celebrate a holiday tomorrow called Thanksgiving Day? And I'm telling you, I would put it around 20% possibly who will pray. And how many of those will pray in the name of Jesus Christ? There'll be some who pray like they do on TV. Dear God, we thank You for this food and Your blessings. And we pray to You by whatever name You wish to be called. Amen. That's how they'll pray. I don't think I've told you. This is when I realized I was not going to be a member of the Ministerial Association. I was invited to a Thanksgiving community service. And the guy gets up there and prays and says, we pray in the name of which each here today choose to call Thee. Amen. And he was of the Christian church. Name of his church was the Christian church. But I was so shocked by that. I didn't know what to do. I sat there in my chair just kind of shaking. It shook me up. After it was all over with, prayed about it, did some studying and found out what I've been telling folks here for years now, is that that's the condition of most churches in America today. And that's why the people in the pews aren't thankful. And they'll have Thanksgiving and call it Turkey Day and not even thank the Lord on that day, let alone what the 364 other days of the year. But look what it says in verse 14. Thou hast seen it. For Thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with Thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto Thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. In spite of the elites in this country, in spite of the fact that our schools are controlled by progressives and liberals, despite the fact that our media is controlled by progressives and liberals, despite the denominations of America are controlled by progressives and liberals, otherwise known in Scripture as the wicked. Despite that, look at how good God is to us. Us little guys. Us small guys, peons, small fries. Isn't God good? Even us small guys have to be told to turn the ringer off during church. We're carrying a phone around with us. How many of you were raised in the 80s and remember they used to carry around a phone that was as big as my Bible? And you had to sit in the car and be at a certain place. And you had to be really rich. And now, an American who can't have one of these, what's the cure? Well, the progressives give them Obama phones. Everybody's got to have a phone. And We watched a program about New Horizon that went out to Pluto. Everybody with a cell phone has more computer memory and power in their hands than a space, whatever you call it. What do you call those things?
A probe
called New Horizon that's going to Pluto and beyond, and you've got more power right here in your hand. And I'm not calling anybody here fat, but none of you look like you're starving to death. I didn't look at you, Charlie. I'd have to say, oh me. A chubby guy up in the pulpit. None of us are starving to death. None of us are, you know, all of us have access to clothing, cars. Think about how good we have it in America in spite of the evil and the wickedness of those in high places. Now, some of you think that I'm a little nasty every once in a while. Amen? Some of you think I get a little hot under the collar and I call it, you know, you'll go to hell. Amen. You know, that's, well, if you reject the gospel, you'll go to hell. Why can't I say that? Yeah? John 14 and Acts 4:12. You don't believe these, then you're going to go to hell. Ooh! What kind of church is this? That's how people act. I got news. They don't read their Bible, and if they do, it's definitely not a King James Bible.
Amen.
Look at verse 15. This is a prayer. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. Jesus loves me, this I know. He loved you enough to die and pay for your sins. But if you reject him, he will be the one to cast you into a lake of fire. You say, why? Because you're a wicked sinner. And he paid for your sins, but you won't turn to him repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Listen, these elites I'm talking about, they all know the gospel. They know it. A lot of them belong to secret societies that mock the gospel.
Amen.
And mock God. It's going to be worse than a broken arm. The evil man says, seek out his wickedness till thou find none. What's that mean? It's talking about taking wickedness and destroying it, casting it into the lake of fire until at some point all wickedness is in the lake of fire.
Amen.
And there's nothing left but God, the holy angels, and those who are clothed in the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what makes heaven heaven. You're going to be in a place where no fallen, wicked sinner will have a sinful nature and ruin heaven.
Amen.
And he just, after this prayer, look at verse 16, read that with me. The Lord is King forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of His land.
Amen.
Verse 17, Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. My point to the believer tonight is that if you hear this kind of preaching and you don't think in terms of where am I in this world, this culture I'm living in, where am I? Am I on the right side? Is my heart right? Am I humble? Those are the questions the believer is wanting to ask and be answered. And it says, Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause Thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may what? May no more oppress. That, again, is not going to happen until the millennium. But that's when. And that's what God is all about. That's why when we see wickedness and we see the bad stuff going on, we have to remember God is about the end game. See, in our impatience, we want things to take care of now. I'm one of them. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. There's times where I'm like, Lord, do something. Take care of that. I got to show you this. I'll show you this. If I think I still have it up. This is something that Mariah showed me. Remind me of this. We almost didn't have to worry about Hillary. Years ago, this almost took her out.
So where did I go? She was terrified.
She was terrified. You know, an average person.
That's for real. Listen.
So where did I go?
She was terrified. She was terrified. You know, an average person.
Now, did you hear? Her response was to blaspheme. Did you hear when the thing fell, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? The way she said it, did you hear it?
Wow.
Hillary is a nasty woman. Trump had it right when he said it in the debates. And she's just one. And I always have to remind everybody that Hillary is just one. This is a movement of wicked people. And they got religion. This isn't just politics. They've got your entertainment. Watch the movie from Disney called Tomorrowland. I thought, man, this looks good. And it was. Right up to about the last 20 minutes when I had to listen to some stupid liberal sermon about how humans are going to destroy the earth because of climate change. I thought, you know, I talk about Christian movies a lot of times where they ruin the story by just being so preachy. Liberals are ruining our movies.
Amen.
You can't watch a good movie without being preached to. About how we're ruining the world, we're killing the environment and everything because we believe in using fossil fuels that God gave us.
Right.
And, you know, climate change. It's been happening since the beginning of time.
Amen.
Huh? Basically, the earth burps a volcano. And you've just undone anything any liberal ever did to try to reverse climate change. Huh? That's the liberal answer. Just pass a law. From this day forth, no more volcanoes. Impeach Trump. Impeach Trump.
If you don't want to do that, you want to put a tax on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd make a great liberal. Amen. That's how. Yeah.
Catholics have been doing it that way for centuries.
Mm-hmm. Anybody got anything to add or questions you want to ask before we close it up? Johnny?
This is sort of just a comment. You're mentioning Tomorrowland there. And I do want to say, that there was one good point in it anyway.
That was a good movie right up to the last 20 minutes.
No, I picked up that I thought the theme was more along the lines of your perception of the future, more or less.
I love you, Johnny. I love you. But you do that with every movie you like, and you're free to do it, but that wasn't the message. The message was humans are wicked and evil because you are destroying the planet because you won't obey the tenets of climate change. I mean, you I'm not telling you, like, you never heard me say no one should watch it. That's between you and your use of time and everything. I watched it. Why? Of course, for research purposes. But
certainly no gospel in it or anything that will.
No, it's Antichrist. It's the message that the world should come together, that there shouldn't be national sovereignty. They had that message in there. They had the message that we all need to basically submit to this globalist agenda of shared, which socialism. It was a horrible message. It last 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, can't remember exactly where it was. It was the guy who played House. The guy that was in the show House. He played the guy who lectured everybody. And then it was...
I don't go to Hollywood.
Whatever. What's the guy's name who was in it, though? The well-known guy. The
Johnny?
The other main character. Anyway, he and his... In his real life, he goes around trying to...
The
what?
The Bourne
movie. No. It was the what's the fellow's name? He's in the Perfect Storm. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Olivia's getting a word. Yes, George Clooney. He's not dead. Thank you, Olivia.
He died of global warming.
Thank you, Janie. George Clooney in real life spends his time pushing that liberal agenda. That's why he wanted to be in the movie. And so that's what, you know. Anyway, you talk about Hollywood. You can look at any facet of our culture right now, just Hollywood, and read that psalm that we just studied and look at Hollywood.
That's right.
Am I right?
So, do you have any advice for those of us who will be going to Thanksgiving dinner where you might have people who are of these liberals?
Oh, I'll be happy to give you this. I believe what I'm about to tell you is biblical advice. It may sound funny because you're not used to getting that from a lot of people when it comes to these things, but if you go to your family thing and there are unsaved people, and especially liberals of a political agenda, I would advise you, number one, don't bring it up. Those people need Jesus. They don't need Trump. B, if they bring it up, then take your stand, even if it ruins the meal. I've seen meals ruined. If the problem we have in this country right now is, since I was a kid anyway, liberals could come to your family events and run their mouths, and conservatives were supposed to shut up. And until we change that, nothing in this country is going to change. Now, you heard me. Don't bring it up. Don't pick the fight. But I was always taught, and I believe it's biblical. I quoted a verse the other day, that a thief comes in to rob your house and you thump him and kill him. You didn't have to pay anything. That was your right. And the same thing's true when it comes to philosophies and theologies and everything else. If someone picks a fight, you defend the truth. No matter where you are. And if they don't like it, be nice about it. I'm not telling you to be mean or anything, but you say, listen, don't bring it up. If you don't want to discuss it, and you don't want to hear this side, my side of it, don't bring it up. I didn't bring it up, and if you don't want to hear the truth, don't bring it up. That's my advice. Sick 'em. But hey, Jenny is my witness, Mariah is my witness. When I've gone to the family things, I do not bring this stuff up, but there have been a couple of times where somebody else brought it up. I'm not going to tuck tail and run. And I just tell them the truth. And it's been a couple of times politics and a couple of times religion where, you know, people bring it up. There's going to be a meeting, a Thanksgiving dinner with the Oldballs, and I hope that you don't have that issue. Yeah. Yeah. But if they don't bring it up, then it won't be a problem.
They're pretty good about that.
Charlie?
Stick to that boat and that banner. We love you enough to tell the truth.
That's it. It is. Yeah.
Because God's love is a love that is based in righteousness. It's a love based in justice and holiness and truth. And this love that we got today is just... it's a fake love. It's not even real. And so let's sing about how He loves you and me. And then we'll close. I'm going to ask Jenny to start here.
Oh, He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His life. What more could He give? Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you.
I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear His voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. There is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.